Last night, the candidates for governor of Texas held their first televised debate. It was in South Texas, on the front lines of the immigration crisis. Attorney General Greg Abbott, the Republican, and State Senator Wendy Davis, the Democrat, had a verbal shootout on a town in the Rio Grande Valley. Both parties see Hispanics as the key to future elections in Texas, and according to polls, Wendy Davis has a lot of ground to try to make up. Shelley Koffler from member station KERA reports on the candidates' efforts to reach Latinos.
The candidates chose to hold their first televised debate in the border county of Hidalgo, which is 90% Hispanic. Carlos Sanchez, editor for Hidalgo County's largest newspaper, the McAllen Monitor, calls the event the Rio Grande Valley's debut.
And I think this election cycle is a demonstration that smart statewide candidates are taking the Valley and Hispanic voters very seriously.
Republicans have won every statewide office in Texas for 20 years, but the fast-growing Hispanic population tends to vote Democrat, and many Republicans believe their survival lies in recruiting Hispanic supporters.
This is a Texas gubernatorial debate, live from the Rio Grande Valley.
The Davis-Abbott debate follows a summer in which Hidalgo County made national headlines. Thousands of undocumented children from Central America came over the border, filling detention centers. Governor Rick Perry deployed 1,000 Texas National Guard troops to the border. In their debate, Greg Abbott and Wendy Davis both supported the surge in law enforcement because Washington hadn't secured the border. Then Davis called Abbott insensitive to the citizens here. She recalled a speech he gave linking border crime to third world corruption.
Comments from my opponent calling this area third world are inappropriate. They label a community.
I made that statement about corruption across the state of Texas, not targeting the Rio Grande Valley.
Abbott says he in fact feels a responsibility to root out anti-Hispanic rhetoric because he has a personal stake in the community.
I've been married into an Hispanic family for 33 years now. My wife and I celebrated our 33rd wedding anniversary last month.
Abbott has made more than a dozen trips to the Valley during his campaign and broadcast ads in Spanish. But in a region with higher than average unemployment and many immigrants, Davis's backing of a higher minimum wage and driver's licenses for undocumented people have a welcome ring. Abbott opposes both. Newspaper editor Carlos Sanchez just hopes all the hoopla over the debate gets more Valley residents to the polls.
The notion that they can show up and demonstrate that their political clout can be transferred through numbers, for me, is the most exciting component of what's happening in this auditorium tonight.
Latino voters alone probably won't swing this governor's election, but candidates clearly believe they're an important part of winning. For NPR News, I'm Shelley Koffler in McAllen, Texas.